Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, my friends. This is Pastor Paul. And since late May, and on as long as it takes, I'm reading through my book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life. The reason we're doing that is in honor of its first anniversary, which is July 1st. Of this year will be 1 year since we've started selling it, and it's doing so good. We're so proud of the work that God is doing through this book, and I wanted to just go through it and read it for my podcast audience. If you'd want a copy of the book, you can go to our website, paulwhiteministries.com, and they're available there. I'm reading from the sixth chapter called The Scripture That Changed My Life, next to last paragraph, bottom of page 58. If you have been president of the United States, you don't run for mayor of your hometown. It would seem beneath Mr. President to suddenly become Mr. Mayor. Is it wrong? Of course not. But it should feel that way to the president. And anything less than that which fits a child of God should feel the same way to you and me. Well, Pastor Paul, what about verses 9 and 10 where Paul warns us that certain people will not inherit the kingdom of God? Isn't this a threat of hell towards those who don't stop doing wrong? Well, I have heard 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 used to scare the church about the possibility of a believer suffering in hell. So let's look at what Paul says exactly. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, or idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Paul starts with a question and then ends with the answer. The sum of the verses is that the kind of people listed therein will not go to heaven. Thus, they will end up in hell. It is important to note not only what Paul says, but where Paul says it. As we pointed out, the preceding verses have been dealing with Christians suing other Christians in secular court, and that before the unbelievers, verse 6. The question of verse 9 is to show the believer exactly what kind of person they are submitting themselves to. Paul is asking, don't you realize that the very people that you're asking to settle your disputes are in no qualified position to do so? Look at who they are. They're not even going to make heaven. Then, just to make sure that the Corinthian believers don't think he's accusing them of being these things, Paul adds this awesome verse, 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I think the first part should be shouted from the pulpit to the pew. And such were some of you. Notice the past tense usage of were. Even though the believers at Corinth are obviously full of problems, Paul sees them as a bunch of people who used to be on their way to hell, but now they are washed, sanctified, and justified by the power of the Holy Spirit. I love the fact that Paul was not afraid to reinforce who these believers were, in spite of the fact that they were not necessarily living that way. He is so confident in the ability of the Holy Spirit to change their lives with no effort on their part that he is willing to draw their eyes away from their issues and onto the power of the Spirit that already dwells in them. Saint, you are not who you used to be, even if you occasionally fall where you used to fall. A pig and a lamb can both fall into the same mud hole. Well, the difference is that the pig will stay there and wallow around, while the lamb will jump out and look to get clean. You may have reveled in squalor before coming to Christ, but now you are washed. Now, that covers the top piece of bread on our sandwich. Let's look to the other side of our key verse to see the bottom piece. In that section, Paul deals with fornication within the church. Again, appealing to previous knowledge. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. And then again, just a few verses later, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Now, Paul is not ignoring the fact that these believers have problems, but he also refuses to ignore the fact that these believers belong to Christ and that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He does not say that their bodies were the temple of the Holy Ghost, but now that they have sinned, he is no longer there. There is no insinuation on Paul's part that they are any less sanctified now than they were before. Their standing in Christ is secure, even though their actions do not reflect him. I believe that due to the creative work of Christ within our hearts, we are not who we used to be before we came to Jesus. While our Christian experience changes us from one day to the next, our ultimate change happened when we were born again at salvation. Because we have the Holy Spirit living and dwelling in our hearts, any continuous sin on the part of a believer must be attributed to ignorance. Why else would Paul continuously ask the believers if they had forgotten what they already knew? We'll stop there and continue tomorrow from our book, Revelation to Transformation. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.